Pop music may dominate the headlines, but this hour we're going to give some much-deserved attention to outstanding music releases in the worlds of folk and classical. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today, we'll continue listening back to some of the best new music of 2013. Karen Impala, host of The Folk Tree, heard Sundays from 1 to 5 on Iowa Public Radio, will share some of her new favorites. And classical music host Barney Sherman has been working hard to whittle down his list of favorite new classical releases. He'll share some of the best today. Join our conversation after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. Yesterday, we listened to some of the best new music of 2013 as selected by Iowa Public Radio's Mark Simmet and Bob Doerr. Today, we turn to two other IPR music experts. Classical music host Barney Sherman will be here to share some of his favorite classical music releases of the year. Well, I should first mention that you can hear Barney Sherman on weekday afternoons hosting classical music on Iowa Public Radio. I know that you had a really difficult time picking 10. In fact, I see that you picked 11 releases to talk about. Why was that so hard?
Well, it's funny. I remember 20 years ago, the only thing classical music people was talking about was, are we dead yet? And it was, first of all, people were concerned about the music scene. And also the CD companies were all, their top labels were all being taken over by big media conglomerates who were axing the classical departments. Didn't think there would be any classical CDs in 2013, but actually the opposite has happened. For one thing, there's been kind of a creative renaissance going on in classical music. It's like a new golden age. People are performing it better than ever, and composers are really communicating with listeners, which means they're writing much better music. And meanwhile, the barriers to making a CD have gone way down thanks to computers. So anyway, the upshot is it's impossible for one person to keep up with everything great in every genre of classical. But here goes. I gave it a try.
All right. Well, tell us about your first pick today.
Well, let's begin with Handel because it's December. If you're listening, you might have heard a performance here in Iowa of Messiah. Maybe you even sang in it or sang with it. So let's say you love Handel's Messiah. Where do you go next? Okay, my suggestion is a piece he wrote 2 years earlier with the same collaborator, and it's just as inspired, but totally different topic. The words come from a poem by John Milton called The Happy Person and the Serious Person, L'Allegro ed il Penseroso, and we've all heard the most famous line, which is, come and trip it as you go on the light fantastic toe, but really makes this piece irresistible is actually the music by Handel, who was just at his most inspired with this. So for our sample, I've picked what's known as the Laughing Chorus. Now, I'll give you the setup. The poet is invoking the goddess of delight, and he's telling her to hurry up and also to bring jest and sport and laughter holding both his sides. So Handel's imagination runs with that. And laughter, ho-ho, holding both his sides.
All right, and who's performing?
Okay, Benjamin Hewlett's the tenor, and he actually sounds like he's laughing. And it's the Cologne Chamber Choir. They're led by a guy named Peter Neumann.
Oh,
All right, just a little taste of Handel there from Barney. And what's your next pick, Barney?
Next, we have, I'm going to stay in the 18th century, another guy born in northern Germany in 1685, namely J.S. Bach. And 2013 was a great year for Bach playing in general. My favorites came from Edinburgh, Scotland, a group called the Dunedin Consort, led by a great Bach scholar and performer named John Butt. They really show how far musicians have come who play period instruments from other eras. They are not sounding in the excerpt we're going to play. Well, they actually had two amazing Bach recordings this year, so that's why it's hard to choose. One of them is a must for serious Bach people, the St. John Passion. The other, I think anybody who loves classical music would love. It's the Brandenburg Concertos. Everybody's got a recording of that, but this is one that takes it to a new level, both the playing and the recorded sound. And I'm going to give my example from the slow movement of Concerto No. 6. I've heard a lot of period instrument players who play this with the notes kind of cut short, kind of dry, and not wanting to be too sentimental, but these guys, totally different. Resonant, rich.
Just a little bit of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6, and that is beautiful, Barney. We have to keep moving. It's difficult to stop listening, but what's next?
Well, I've spoken about the 18th century. My other favorite musical time is right now, the 21st, and here's one of my favorites this year. It's by a 33-year-old guy named Caleb Burrens. It's called Evensong, the CD. Performed by a group called Alarm Will Sound. And it's quite a year for Caleb Burrens. His first child was born. He had a rock CD come out with his group, It's Not You, It's Me. And this CD came out. And I'll tell you, there have been times when I've been like washing the dishes and melodies from this CD came into my head as earworms, which wasn't true of new music 20 years ago. So this piece is called O Ye of Little Faith, Do You Know Where Your Children Are? A little bit of Caleb Burrens, O Ye of Little Faith, Do You Know Where Your Children Are? Sounds like somebody we're going to hear a lot more of in the coming years. You bet. It's fairly certain, and maybe on both classical and studio one. So,
and crossover artist.
Yeah, which is becoming common. A lot of young composers really do both. The boundaries are down.
All right, what's next?
This is more like what traditional music, but wonderful performance, Beethoven's late piano sonatas. Now, the memo states you cannot possibly do justice to Beethoven's late sonatas until you're at least 50 years old. They're so visionary and profound. This young pianist Igor Levit, who is 26 years old, lives in Germany, born in Russia. He gives one of the greatest performances I've ever heard. Piano Sonata number 28. Here's the opening.
Give that one a little short shrift. Let's try to squeeze in one more before we get to the break, Barney.
Okay, Joyce DiDonato, great American mezzo-soprano, put out a greatest hit CD, and she crowdsourced it. Her fans chose the tracks. They came up with the title, which is Rejoice. They provided the photos, and it's a great CD. And the one I've picked is a selection from the opera Dead Man Walking by Jake Heggie. Now, so it shows you how vital contemporary opera is, and it's called She Shall Gather Us Around, and she sings it totally solo. Here it is.
He will gather us around, all around. He will gather us
Joyce DiDonato. We'll be back with more classical music picks from Barney Sherman in just a moment. And later in the hour, we'll find out about some of the best new releases from 2013 in folk music. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're continuing to listen back to some of the best new music releases from 2013. Yesterday, we had picks from Mark Zimmet and Bob Dorr of Iowa Public Radio. Today, Barney Sherman is here to give us his favorites in the music or in the classical music world. Also, in a few minutes, Karen Impala will join us to talk about folk music. And Barney, we're just about halfway through your list. And by the way, I need to mention that this list will be posted on our website later today, iowapublicradio.org. So I know that you're probably hearing things that you want to hear again, and you may be missing some of the names, but you will be able to find them all on our website at iowapublicradio.org by this afternoon. All right, Barney, let's move on to number 6 on your list.
As you say, we're running out of time. We might not be able to hear them all, but Dvorak, his cello concerto, every cellist gets around to it eventually. Stephen Isserles started studying it when he was 14. This year, at age 54, he finally felt ready, and it is such a fresh, free, inspired performance. And he throws in some extras, too, a concerto that Dvorak abandoned when he was young, and a sample of the original finale, short one, that Dvorak abandoned, so you can hear that as well.
All right.
And
we can sneak that up. Dvorak. Oh, here. Let's listen to a little bit of the music builds. Sorry, I jumped ahead.
That's all right, Jerry.
So that was Dvorak's cello concertos performed by Stephen Isserlis.
That's right.
And you said he was performing some things that Dvorak had abandoned.
Including, well, what we just heard is the original ending, and he plays the regular version, but gives us a chance to hear that, plus some other things. Well, I wanted to move on to the next thing, Charity, which is by a guy named Francesco da Milano. He was a major composer for the lute from the time of Michelangelo and actually wrote some great music. And there is this great American lutenist named Paul Odette. So you might want to hear a little bit of that.
All right. To know that we still have some lutenists around.
We certainly do. And it's just like all the other things. They're better than ever right now.
All right. That was Francesco da Milano, performed by Paul Odette. And what's next on your list?
I'm very excited about this one. Maria Schneider wrote the following for Dawn Upshaw. She's a great American mezzo raised in Illinois. Maria Schneider, a jazz great, born in Minnesota. Well, it's settings of poems by Ted Kooser, born in Ames, educated at Iowa State, former U.S. Poet Laureate. And as he was recovering from cancer, the doctor's orders meant he had to stay out of the sun. So he took walks in the pre-dawn Midwestern morning. And anyway, Dawn Upshaw gave the premiere of the cycle that Maria Schneider wrote for her. Her sister Dana, Dawn's sister Dana, was there battling cancer. The last concert she ever heard, she said it was inexpressibly powerful, and it really is. And what I've chosen is one called Walking by Flashlight, and the poem describes it. It's 6 a.m, he says, his circle of light on the gravel swinging side to side. Then he describes the animals in the field watching this man with the moon on a leash. And the music really does sound like a flashlight swinging from side to side. Here it is. Gives us just a flavor of winter morning walks. And there was a wonderful interview just the other day with Dawn Upshaw and Maria Schneider on Here and Now on Iowa Public Radio. So if you'd like to listen to the interview, you can go back and look for that. What's next on your list, Barney? Well, Charity, I'm going to skip to number 10, then we'll go back. So I want to get to things that happened here in our state. There are some great CDs. There's one coming out this week from Orchestra Iowa, a work they commissioned and premiered by Michael Dougherty, American Gothic. So I haven't heard it yet. Dave Camwell, a saxophone player in Indianola, is a wonderful classical CD. Hannah Holman and Rainey Lecuona, cellist pianist, a superb CD. But the one I've picked for this show is a Christmas holiday CD by the Una Voces Choral Ensemble of Mason City. If you want to hear something that's a little different from the usual Christmas fare, beautifully sung, here is a piece by a Norwegian composer named Ola Gjelo. It's called Serenity. And, well, just listen to how beautifully they sing.
That was Una Voces Choral Ensemble from Mason City. And Barney, you have time to tell us about one on the list, and then we'll play one more. So I know you've got two left, but you'll have to just tell us what it is, and then we'll have time to talk about the next one and play it.
The one more on my best of list is Mahler's Fifth, a brand new recording by the Budapest Festival Orchestra, led by Yvonne Fischer. And the other thing I was going to mention was the Pulitzer Prize this year going to a young composer named Carolyn Shaw, 30 years old, considers herself not a composer but a musician. And this piece that won, called Partita, one movement is called Allemande, and it begins with the instructions you'd give at a folk dance for how to dance an Allemande, sung by a group she's part of singers called Roomful of Teeth.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
Through the middle end.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side,
and around,
through the middle,
to
end.
The side,
to the side,
to the side,
to the side,
and around,
and around, and around,
and around, and around,
to the side, 2, 3, 4,
and
five,
six, seven, eight,
through the midpoint,
of the line drawn from the left side,
and around,
and around,
and around,
and around,
and around,
and around, and around, and around, and around, and around, and around.
All right, certainly a different selection to end on today. That was Carolyn Shaw's Partita Allemande.
The perfect transition to a folk music section, don't you think?
Absolutely. Barney Sherman, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Charity.
Classical music host Barney Sherman. You can hear him weekday afternoons on Iowa Public Radio. And again, this entire list will be up on our webpage, iowapublicradio.org, later on today. So if your pen wasn't quite quick enough, you can still find out what these selections are. And now it's time to turn to folk music. And with me now is Karen Impla, host of The Folk Tree, heard Sundays from 1 to 5 on Iowa Public Radio. Hi, Karen.
Good morning, Charity. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
And did you have an equally difficult time picking tracks as
Barney? Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff I left out, and the things I actually managed to have time to really consider carefully are sort of arbitrary, I suppose. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of CDs that have come in that I really just haven't had time to pay proper attention
but
to.
You but you did pick some great stuff.
All right.
All right. So let's start with your first pick today.
All right. Well, the first one, I have a strong bias toward traditional music. I mean, in the broader genre of folk music, there's more traditionally based stuff. And then there's the singer-songwriter and more contemporary stuff. This is an album by Anais Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer. It's called Child Ballads. Now, Anais Mitchell is kind of known as a very sort of cutting-edge, in-your-face kind of singer-songwriter along the lines of Ani DiFranco In fact, she recorded on Annie DeFranco's Righteous Babe label for a while. Excuse me. But this is an album of all traditional ballads. Child ballads doesn't mean that they're for children. It means they are part of a collection that was made in the late 1800s by a guy named Francis James Childs. And the one we're going to hear is called Riddles Wisely Expounded. And it's just a very, you know, charming little story, and I just love the vocal harmonies on this. It's very kind of sparse instrumentation, but very tasteful and stuff.
There were three sisters in the north. Lay the bent to the bonny broom, and they lived in their mother's house, and you'll beguile a lady soon. There came a man one evening late, lay the bent to the bonny broom, he came knocking at the gate, and you'll beguile a lady soon. The eldest sister let him in, lay the bent to the bonny broom, and locked the door with a silver pin, and you'll beguile the lady soon. The second sister made his bed, lay the bent to the bonny broom, and laid soft pillows neath his head, and you'll beguile the lady soon. The youngest sister, fair and bright.
Just a little bit of Riddles Wisely Expounded from the album Child Ballads. And what's next on your list, Karen?
Next on my list is a new album came out from Michael Doucet and Beau Soleil, who, as you probably know, are some of the foremost proponents of Cajun music, band members largely from Louisiana and have grown up in this tradition. But they branch out a little. There's on this album, there's a John Coltrane tune. There's an African, well, there's one influenced by African music. And this is actually a tune from Haiti, which I suppose shares some influences with Louisiana. It's got a French influence on it. And anyway, it's a tune called La Douceur, which means the sweetness.
Doucet with Boussolo and Michael Doucet, and we have time, I think, to squeeze in one more before the break. What's your next
pick? All right. Now, my next one is by a duo from Seattle, Kahalan Morrison and Eli West. Contemporary songs, but written in a very traditional style, and again, with some really nice vocal harmonies. This one is called A Lady Does Not Often Falter.
Runs across the old mill moor. Dead fool song was singing by the darkness of that now new moon. To her lover's guise was tightly clinging. Oh, go run, go run your troubles down. Go run down to the water. The city fair and the ocean fears. A lady does not often falter.
A lady does not often falter from the CD Our Lady of the Tall Trees. Callahan Morrison and Eli West will be back in just a moment to get more picks from IPR's Karen Impala with her favorite folk releases of 2013. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're continuing to listen back to some of the best new music releases of 2013. And again, all of the music that you are hearing on this show today, you'll find a complete list on our webpage, iowapublicradio.org. Look under Talk of Iowa later on today. We'll also put up a link on our Facebook page when we've got all of that compiled. With me right now is Karen Impala. She's the host of The Folk Tree, heard Sundays from 1 to 5 on Iowa Public Radio, and we are making our way through her list of her favorite new folk songs that were released in 2013. And let's move on to number 4 on your list, Karen.
All right. This is a French-Canadian band called Gentil Coroum, which apparently doesn't mean anything at all. It comes from a kind of nonsense refrain.
It's fun to say.
One of the songs they do. Yes, it is. French-Canadian music is one of my favorite things, and it really is a living tradition. A lot of the folk music that gets recorded today is kind of revivalist, where people kind of went to archives and old recordings. But this is something, a music that people really do still play in their homes and stuff. And it's very social music. A lot of the songs are built with to have a lead singer and then a chorus that joins in, and you'll hear that on this song. It's from a live recording, so you actually will hear the audience singing the chorus, and you'll hear what French-Canadian fiddlers generally do is play sitting down so that their feet are free to do some clogging and add some percussion that way. So this is a song called La Chasse, or The Hunt.
À la chasse pour chasser.
Je m'en vais à la chasse, à la chasse pour chasser.
Je me cache derrière un arbre et j'attends le gibier. Sur la rime, dondon de la ridaine, sur la rime, dondon de la ridée.
Sur la rime, dondon de la ridée.
Sur la rime, non, non, de la ridée.
Sur la rime, non, non, de la ridée. Sur la rime, non, non, de la ridée.
The trio Gentil Coroum, and the song is La Chasse, or The Hunt, from the album Recorded Live. What is next on your list?
What is next is the Stray Birds, who are a trio from central Pennsylvania. And this is another group of kind of young musicians who are writing their own songs, but in a very sort of traditional sounding vein. And I just have to say, I've been hosting folk music here in Iowa for 20 years, and it's really encouraging to see how many recordings are coming out by people who are substantially younger than I am. There was sort of a folk music boom in the 60s, and then things kind of died down a little, but I think it you know, the tradition is very strong and growing. And we're going to hear from the Stray Birds. This is kind of a bluesy one written by one of the band members, Oliver Craven. It's called No Part of Nothing, and it's actually Ain't No Part of Nothing. It's a triple negative.
I was gambling my money, I was smoking my mind, drinking tequila, getting drunk at a bar, breaking bottles and chasing women, doing cocaine and wrecking cars. I woke up in a local infirmary, and a good doctor man come and said, it ain't no part of nothing, it's hard living, gonna wind you up dead.
Just a little taste of the Stray Birds, no part of nothing. And
we cautionary have... tale, yes, by the way. Don't try that this at home.
No, definitely not. And we have a lot of ground left to cover, so let's move on to
all
the
right.
next one.
Well, another young trio, this one from Cincinnati. They're called the Tillers. And I think earlier on they were doing mostly traditional music. I have searched this CD cover all over and I can't find any songwriting credits, but I believe these are songs that they wrote because they're not ones that I recognize. Anyway, this is a song called Tecumseh on the Battlefield, and it's got a very nice old-timey fiddle sound, but kind of a modern perspective on history.
Passing out little teasers now. The Tillers, Tecumseh on the Battlefield from the CD Hand on the Plow. What's next?
All right. This is probably the most sort of modern sounding thing I've picked out. It's a band called The Deadly Gentlemen. And if you looked at the picture on the cover, you'd think, oh, they're just an average, normal bluegrass band. Looking at their instruments, they're wearing matching suits and all that. But their music is very sort of rock influenced. And this one's got a kind of reggae feel to it and some very, you know, kind of polished pop sounding harmonies. This is a song called Working from The Deadly Gentlemen.
Deadly Gentlemen, Working from the album Roll Me, Tumble Me. And what's next on your list, Karen?
Well, you may have heard about a movie that's come out by the Coen brothers called Inside Llewyn Davis. And it's a story about the folk boom in Greenwich Village in the 1960s. And it's kind of loosely based around the life and music of Dave Van Ronk. The soundtrack album has a lot of newer recordings of some of the songs of the period, but it's got one song by Dave Van Ronk himself. He's a kind of very blues-based performer, and he was very, very influential in finding music and bringing this music to a more popular audience. He's also very jazz-influenced and really kind of, I think, uses his voice as an instrument. So anyway, this is a great song of his called Green, Green, Rocky Road.
You come along, follow me, we'll go down to Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, your promenade in green. tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky? He don't walk. He just fly, he don't walk. He don't run, he keep on flapping to the sun. Holland green, green, rocky road. You're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall. Don't you stumble, don't you fall, or don't you sing. Don't you shout when I sing, you come running out. Holland green, green, rocky road.
Dave Van Ronk, Green, Green, Rocky Road, from the soundtrack to Inside Llewyn Davis. And of course, it was another Coen film a few years ago, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which started a big bluegrass revival. Do you think that we'll see a big folk revival out of this one?
I hope so. I hope so. All right. Haven't seen any of the movie or even trailers for it, but I certainly am looking forward to getting a chance to see it.
And what do you think of the Justin Timberlake track?
You know, I actually haven't really listened to it properly, so I shouldn't comment.
All right.
I did want to say, too, though, about Dave Van Ronk. I think he's a good example of how you don't have to have a technically perfect voice in order to do really expressive things with it. And I just love his voice, even though it's a bit rough and scratchy. It's just so expressive.
All right. What's next on your list,
Karen? Next is a band called Child's Play, which is sort of a rotating aggregation of musicians playing together, mostly on the East Coast. There's 13 fiddlers on this album, and we'll hear a track called The Hawk and the Crow, which features Lissa Schneckenberg on the vocals and a little bit of step dancing as percussion, too.
Said the hawk unto the crow one day, why do you in mourning stay? I was once in love and I did prove fact, and ever since I wear the black. I was once in love and I did prove fact, and ever since I wear the black. Then up spoke young Willie Wagtail, I was once in love and I did prevail. I was once in love and I did prevail. Ever since I wagged my tail, I was once in love and I did prevail. And ever since I wagged my tail, next up spoke the little brown thrush. She was singing on yon holly bush. The way to court I've heard them say is to court all night and sleep the next day. Ah, the way to court. All night and sleep the next day. Last there spoke the young Jenny Wren. Do you know what I'd do if I was a man? If I'd fall in love with Brickle and Brickle and Bow.
All right, that's Child's Play with The Hawk and the Crow from the CD As the Crow Flies. And I can't believe we've made it.
That's right, actually getting through all 10. And, you know, as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, how did I forget to include, I guess if I could have an 11th, but we don't have the music available. Susan Werner, who's a native of Iowa, put out an album this year called Hayseed. And a lot of it features music actually about growing up in the Midwest. And I really should have included that. And I don't know where my brain was.
Well, there's so many good things. It's hard to remember absolutely everything when it comes right down to it.
Right. But the last thing on my list is from the Scottish band Capper Cayley. They've got a new one out called The Heart of It All. And a lot of the music in this is sung in Scots Gaelic. This is one called Abu Huil, and I have no idea what that means exactly, but it's a spinning song from the island of Lewis, and it features the group's vocalist Karen Matheson, and it's also got some really interesting instrumentation. It's got bagpipes, which is not that surprising, but it's also got trombone, saxophone, and trumpet on it.
Thank you.
Karen, I'm going to let you back announce that one again.
All right. That was
too many hard things to say.
Capper Cayley from Scotland, and the song was called Abu Huil.
All right. What a great list. And again, this will be up on our website, iowapublicradio.org, later on today. We'll also put up a link on our Facebook page. And Karen, do you have anything special coming up on the Folk Tree for the holiday season?
Well, the first 2 hours of this Sunday's show are a network special called Celtic Christmas Sojourn. So if you're a fan of Celtic music, from 1 to 3 this Sunday, that's what we'll be focusing on. And I'll be playing from 3 to 5, a lot of favorite Christmas and holiday and seasonal songs as well. It's just about the winter solstice, so I'll probably have a lot of music related to that.
Wonderful, and there will be a lot of great, more great folk music to come in 2014. Karen Impala, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Karen Impala is the host of The Folk Tree, heard Sundays from 1 to 5 on Iowa Public Radio. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese, Emily Woodbury, Sarah Bowden, and Ben Stanton. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins, with assistance today from Tony Daner. This is Talk of Iowa.